It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Could there be a dissent in the Supreme Court about the abortion pill? Well, the Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily extended access to that abortion drug, mifepristone, until Friday to give the justices more time to consider the issue after Justice Alito previously said the court would rule by midnight Wednesday night. Well, that didn't happen. This is the most important abortion-related dispute to reach the Supreme Court since it overturned Roe v. Wade last year because a radical right-wing activist judge in Texas with no medical training decided he had the power to pull this drug that's been cleared and in use for 23 years off the market. Stay tuned. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy finally unveiled a plan to deal with increasing the debt limit.
If Democrats agree to cut spending, including limiting spending increases to 1% per year for a decade, taking back unspent COVID relief money, and scrapping President Biden's student loan forgiveness proposal.
President Biden wasn't impressed, calling the proposal wacko. In Oklahoma, some county commissioners are under fire after being caught on tape allegedly discussing killing reporters and lynching black people with some officials in the McCurtain County Sheriff's Office. The comments were reported by the McCurtain Gazette News. In response, the first county commissioner has resigned. As for the sheriff's office, well, they're not addressing the discussion. Instead, pointing fingers saying that the recording was illegally obtained and that charges will be filed. This past week has brought even more mass shooting rampages in this gun-obsessed nation. A few updates. Authorities in Alabama arrested three suspects, charged them with killing four people and wounding 32 others in a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party last week. Three teens and a 23-year-old man were killed. The shooters, a 20-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old, face four reckless murder charges. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, the family of Tyree Nichols, that 29-year-old black man who died after being beaten by Memphis police officers during a traffic stop, filed a lawsuit Wednesday against the city, the police chief, and five officers who are now facing criminal charges in Nichols' death. The lawsuit seeks $550 million for negligence, poor training, careless hiring, and, quote, oppression-style policing. But wait, there's more. You already heard about a young woman who was killed when a car that she was riding in mistakenly pulled into a driveway in rural upstate New York. This happened on Saturday night just before 10 p.m. Eastern in the town of Hebron, about 60 miles northeast of Albany. Four young adults were looking for a friend's house in the area when they drove their car up the wrong driveway. They were turning around when they realized that they were at the wrong place. When the homeowner, a 65-year-old man, came outside with a gun firing at their vehicle, Kevin Monahan fired at least two shots, one of which struck one of the passengers in the car, 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis. The car drove off, and when they were finally able to contact 911 when they reached a nearby town, first responders arrived on the scene and pronounced Gill dead. That homeowner has now been charged with murder. But wait, there's more. In Texas, in the third case of people opening fire on strangers who mistakenly approached them, a man in a Texas parking lot shot two cheerleaders. The girls went to this grocery store parking lot where they meet to carpool after a night practice. One of the cheerleaders, 21-year-old Heather Roth, said she got into the wrong car, then jumped out when she saw a man in the passenger seat. She then got into the correct car, and a man approached, opening fire. He grazed Roth's leg, but critically injured another cheerleader, 18-year-old Peyton Washington. Police arrested the suspect, a 25-year-old man. And on it goes, with no end in sight because Republicans refuse to do anything about our gun epidemic. And finally, here in the fascist state of Florida, Ron DeSantis keeps putting his authoritarian stamp on the state. The latest comes from the Florida Board of Education, following his directive, voting to expand restrictions on classroom instruction related to sexual orientation and gender identity to cover Florida middle school and high schools as well. Seriously, the ban had previously been in place in kindergarten through third grade. Now, the only exceptions are when lessons are part of an expressly required reproductive health care course. This move broadens the state's parental rights in education laws, which critics call the Don't Say Gay bill. The law has prompted schools to roll back policies intended to be sensitive to gay and transgender students, including bathroom access, pronoun use, and protections for children who confide information about their sexual orientation or gender identity. Just stunning. Oh, and one last thing. It's April 20th, the day that Twitter is supposed to remove those legacy blue checks. Well, whether they do or not, Twitter does appear to have quietly rolled back a portion of its hateful conduct policy that included specific protections for trans people. They also removed a line from the policy detailing certain groups of people often subject to disproportionate abuse online, including women, people of color, and members of the LGBTQ community. Are we having fun yet? And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.